music, you know what time it is.
It's finally time to do some dancing.
The waiting is over, and the curtain's set to rise.
All right, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, my fellow Trash Talkers. Whatever time you are tuning in, I'm glad to have you on board once again. You are listening to Trash Talk with D Bork, and I'm your host, Dave Bork. It is Thursday, the 21st of March, 2024, and that's right, it's March Madness time, and one shining moment to get us started here. Just brings a chill to your spine, doesn't it? It's the best time of year, it really is. We're going to be running through our best plays for Friday and Saturday action here in Sydney, or obviously Thursday and Friday action over there in the States, for the best basketball tournament going around, the NCAA tournament, March Madness time. There are plenty of belters, and they get started early. Tomorrow morning at 3:15 in the morning, actually, to get started here in Sydney, actually. So why don't we get this thing going and run through some of our best plays and see what we got. So let's start with the very first game of the tournament, which is Michigan State going head-to-head against Mississippi State. Mississippi State ending the year very, very well to get to this stage of the tournament. Pretty unlucky in the SEC tournament themselves. But as we know, January, February, Izzo, Michigan State, money line, $1.84 or -125, just about, or 120 about them. I just think Tom Izzo just knows how to win games in March. He really does. The guy just doesn't lose. If there is ever going to be a time that they probably do get rolled, it is in this one. But they've got some senior guards kind of ready to go in this tournament. Like I said, they've had a pretty average year themselves. But when the going gets tough in tournament play, they've got some guys that are going to be able to get your buckets. And they proved that in last year's tournament run. Almost knocked off Purdue, actually, in the Big Ten tournament. But when you've got guys like, you know, junior Jaden Akins, he was poor, obviously, against Purdue. So I think he's going to have a lot to prove in that one. AJ Hogard, though, he's going to be a guy that's going to be able to get your buckets for sure in this contest tomorrow. And of course, I think their big gun, which is Tyson Walker, he's going to have to be a guy that's going to have to lead the way for Sparty to get this done. And I think that Izzo does find a way, because he's going to set up a matchup against North Carolina, and I dare say a few of us Tar Heels fans are pretty nervous about that, so we're probably actually cheering Mississippi State. But in the business of trying to get something done right tomorrow, let's start this tournament off right and go with Michigan State tomorrow morning. Following that, at 7 a.m. here in Sydney, we got the Oregon Ducks going head-to-head against the South Carolina Gamecocks. Oregon, the Pac-12 champions, a phenomenal end to the season. South Carolina were very, very good to start the year, but haven't played their best basketball of late. And I feel like this game is seeded wrong. I'll give you a stat. Dana Altman has never lost a first-round tournament game. I don't think that's going to change here. So we're going to be taking the Oregon Ducks -107 or $1.93 about them there at the 7 a.m. slot, and continue their hot streak that they are playing, because they're playing some very, very good basketball. They really are. Let's go to the Mountain West, 7:30 a.m. Mountain West up against the A-10 Conference. Nevada going head-to-head against Dayton. Look, Nevada finished this season very, very, very strong. Obviously lost to Colorado State in the Mountain West Conference tournament, but in a high-scoring contest that was. But they've got a superstar guard in Jared Lucas, and I feel like he's going to have his way against a Dayton team who's sliding also in the wrong direction. And again, I kind of feel like this is another game where the seedings are wrong. I feel like they could almost be flipped, or to be honest with you, Dayton are pretty lucky to make the tournament themselves. So I'm going to be taking Nevada on the money line there at $1.81 or -125 about them to get that done and progress through to round two of the tournament. Next up at 9:50, we've got Texas going head-to-head against Colorado State. Colorado State winning through in their play-in game yesterday against Virginia in what was arguably one of the worst displays of basketball I'm pretty sure I've ever watched. Virginia scored 14 points in the first half. I've seen better performances at local comps. Honestly, that was awful. It really was. Colorado State probably should have won by more, but in the end, they won extremely comfortably. I went into that game thinking that it was going to have some points in it. Just given the way that Colorado State do play, especially when they get their way, the tempo is extremely high. And if you look at this game tomorrow, both teams they're obviously not in the same conference, and their non-conference schedule games this season were pushing the 150s, 160s. And I feel like Texas obviously coming in fresh, they got a great transfer guard himself, Max Abmas, in this one, so he could have some points in him tomorrow for sure. And I feel like this game has some points in it tomorrow, so we're going to be taking the over 144.5. That is at 10-10 here in Sydney. Next up after that, we've got, this is where the upsets start. 12v5. McNeese up against Gonzaga at 10.25 here. McNeese State a +6.5 in this one. I'm not seeing the same Gonzaga team that you usually do in years past. I don't get that same feel. They looked absolutely awful against St. Mary's, and that's with all due respect to St. Mary's as well, because they are a phenomenal team. They really are. They have been for many, many years. But this McNeese State team were pretty average last season, and now they're coming in with a lot of experience this season and won 31 games on the season. So they are riding high. They really are. And you get +6.5 or +220 or $3.20 about them winning that one. I think Mark Few, as good as he has been in the tournament, this is the year that he exits in the first round. So I'm taking a big upset there with McNeese State. Following that, a second last game of the day, you got Samford going head-to-head against Kansas. Kansas, no Kevin McCullough. No McCullough, no Kansas. I think they're in a lot of trouble tomorrow, because this Samford team played some very, very good basketball to win their conference tournament and get through into the NCAA tournament as a 13 seed. I think that's pretty juicy, to be honest with you. Because you look at this Kansas team now, especially with the injuries they've got, and also Hunter Dickinson is coming in hurt as well. This is a Samford team that cruised to the Southern Conference title, beating East Tennessee, Furman, and Mercer. Furman, a team that made it to the NCAA tournament last season. I think they're good to go. I really do. You can get +7.5 about Samford, or same deal, take the money line at +240 or $3.40 about them. They played some very good hoops this year. Went 29-5 on the season up against Kansas, who definitely, this has probably been one of the worst, I guess, Kansas records in quite some time. Finished 5th in the Big 12. That's never really happened. And I think going into the season when they had Hunter Dickinson in, I think a lot of people were pretty confident about Kansas winning another Big 12 conference, but that didn't happen for them this year. They weren't good. They really weren't. And with the, like I said, with the injuries they've got, lost by 20 to Cincinnati in the conference tournament. I know they get Dickinson back in this one, but at the same time, is that going to be enough? I don't think it will be. Yes, they might win, might scrape by, but you can get some pretty good value about this Samford team tomorrow. So I'll be taking Samford both with the +7.5 and the money line there at $3.40. And last but not least, the last game of the day is Drake going head-to-head against Washington State. Most people probably wouldn't remember last year, obviously didn't have a podcast, but I was very, very high on this Drake team going head-to-head against Miami in the first round of the tournament, because Drake have a kid called, I don't know if you call him a kid anymore, but Tucker DeVries. This guy is lights out. He really is, and I think he has his way once again tomorrow. You can take him, I think it's over about 21.5 points, so I'd probably be riding with that too. Because if Drake win this game, he is going to be a big reason for that. He can go for 25 or 30 tomorrow against a Washington State team who can give up some points. So I will be going with Drake on the money line there at $1.83 or -122 in that one. That is Friday, just about done and dusted, day one of the NCAA tournament. There's obviously plenty of other games, but they're the ones that we are circling and trying to make some money out of that. Saturday now, day two of the tournament. We got three plays here in this one. We may have more. As always, keep your eyes out on socials at Trash Talk with D-Bork there on Instagram and TikTok. Let's start, though, with one of the games at just after 6 a.m. here in Sydney. You've got New Mexico up against Clemson. Similar deal. New Mexico finished the season very, very strong in that Mountain West. I think a lot of people are going to be like, you're circling your Mountain West plays. But yeah, I am kind of surprised they didn't play San Diego State up against UAB. That's they're not my favorite team, I'm not going to lie, especially after last year's NCAA tournament Final Four run. But this Clemson team, this North New Mexico team, they finished 6th in the Mountain West, but they were incredible. They really were. And, you know, in winning a tough conference tournament, looked very, very good in the conference tournament itself. Smoked Air Force, touched up Boise State, who were pretty unlucky today against Colorado. Touched up Colorado State as well, 74-61, then beat San Diego State, who was a 4 seed, beat them 68-61. And you got New Mexico as an 11 seed up against Clemson. Clemson lost their last two games, obviously losing to Wake Forest, then absolutely torched by Boston College in the ACC tournament by 20. I mean, I don't know how this isn't more than the -2 that is out there here for New Mexico, but I'll take the money line for starters at that $1.74 mark or -135. But they also have a senior guard led by Jalen House, who is a phenomenal scorer of the basketball, and he could light them up. He really can. Jamal Mashburn Jr. as well, another senior. So they get a star backcourt that is really ready to fire. And I think they're going to be far too good for Clemson. I think they win by double digits, to be honest with you. So yeah, it's another game that I probably have seeded wrong. Again, they're an 11 seed. You're looking the other side of the fence, and San Diego State are a 5 seed, and New Mexico just absolutely touched them up in the Mountain West Conference title conference game. So, yeah, I'll be rolling with them. Second play for Saturday, let's go with Colorado up against Florida. Colorado today winning through against Boise State. That was a cracking game. It really was. Colorado's just got... they've got some dogs on their team. They really do. KJ Simpson and Tristan Da Silva. Da Silva's just an incredible athlete. He's probably one of the best players in the tournament himself. I think this one's going to be good. It's tough for, I guess, teams coming out of that play-in spot to then, you know, come in and win again the next time around. Colorado playing in Indiana against Florida. Low-scoring game today against Boise State, which is rare for this Colorado team because they're a team that can put some points on the board. You know, they average about 148, 150 points a game. They're going up against a team who gives up points for fun, this Florida Gators team. They really do. You know, they average about close to 80 points against. They can obviously score too as well at the same time. But I feel like this Colorado team can also defend a little bit better than what the Florida Gators team does. So I'm going to side with Colorado here on the money line at $1.95 or -105 there. I will also take the over 160.5 in this one. Probably more confident with Colorado on the money line though. I think they're a better team. Obviously, if the going does get tough, I feel like they're, you know, better defensively than what Florida is. Even though Florida did play some good hoops late in the season, this Colorado team just looks like they've got some guys that could potentially make a run in this tournament. I think they can, especially after you come off a pretty tough victory today against Boise State. They've got a big dog center inside in Eddie Lampkin, who played at TCU. I think this is a team that could make a go. Like I said, Da Silva, Lampkin, and Simpson should have far too much for this Florida team, who probably couldn't guard me in the low block. I know they made the SEC title game, lost that by 20 to Auburn. They got touched up. But you can't be giving up 86, 90 points a game and think that you're going to win, even though they did that a couple of times in the SEC tournament against Alabama, gave up 90 against Texas A&M and survived that. But I think this Colorado team is better than every other team that they have played. So I'll be riding with them and the over in that one. Last but not least, speaking of teams in the SEC, let's go with Texas A&M on the money line at $1.97 or -103 in that one against Nebraska. We'll also take the over 145.5 in that one. I've been riding this Texas A&M team for quite some time, especially last year and the year before that. With they're led by a couple of gun guards. They really are, in Radford in particular, out there for Texas A&M. I think he's a gunslinger. He really is. Can shoot the ball. He can score. This is a team that's going to push the ball down your throat. Probably butchered that game themselves against Florida. You know, lost the second half 53-40 and losing the game obviously by 5. So they are by far the better team. Radford being the senior that he is, he's coming in averaging 16-6 on the season. Also have Wade Taylor, the fourth, as a junior. You know, if he is himself a big tournament, they come away with a win here and potentially another, you know, second round upset for them. He had 30 against Florida. Those two guys are going to put some points up on the board, and Nebraska have shown over the course of the season in the Big Ten that they can give him up, but they've got a sniper in themselves. They really do. And Kasei Tominaga, he can shoot the ball. He really can. And they probably consider themselves pretty unlucky not to be Big Ten champs. They lost the second half to Illinois 58-36 on the way to losing the match 98-87. Tominaga, though, he only went 2 of 9 from 3, but this is he's a senior who will likely represent Japan at the Olympics coming up. He can shoot it. Averaged 15 points on the season itself, but the run that he had in the tournament was fun to watch. This one should it's going to have some points in it. It will. As is always the case with a lot of these tournament games, I think you want them early, because I feel like later in the game, games tend to tighten up a lot in tournament play, because there's a lot more closer games, and given, you know, every possession counts, because if you lose, you're out. Regular season kind of stuff, if you lose, whatever, life goes on. But in this instance, this is why this tournament is so great, that every game matters, every minute matters, every possession matters. So let's get them early and then we'll worry about it later. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It will. It's like I said, it's an early start tomorrow morning out there for tournament play. But as is always the case with this, outside of this episode here, tune in to Trash Talk with D-Balk on Instagram and TikTok, and we'll have a couple more plays coming live for us there. Most likely some player prop stuff within all games themselves. Like I said, we've only got three plays on the Saturday. We'll likely have a few more once a little bit more reading comes into play here, because, you know, there's a few injuries about and whatnot. So yeah, I'm excited. I love this time of year. Can't wait for the end of the tournament, obviously, which is one shining moment. We'll have plenty more coming for us there. I'll check back in again more than likely for another episode on Tuesday, which is after the first two rounds of the tournament. But we'll have some round two plays as always on social, so keep your eyes peeled for that. This has been Trash Talk with D-Balk, everyone. Go and get your rest. Enjoy the tournament. I'll chat to you again soon.